أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Continuing with the Surah Al-Ma'arij, Allah described himself in this surah to be Dhul Ma'arij. من الله ذي المعارج تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 years. God has ascending pathways towards him. Now this ذو المعارج and the day in which this ascension would happen, lifting up, is mentioned in other parts of the Quran as well. But what it really means is that although Allah is so sublime, is so high, is so glorified, however, he has ways for you to go up to him so that you get closer to him, you get nearer to him. In Surah Mu'min, we have يلقى الروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده لينذر يوم التلاق. But before saying this, he actually throws the ruh, gives the ruh to anyone whom he wishes, so that he would warn the day of meeting. There is a meeting between us and God. Of course, that in that meeting, God doesn't come down. We go up. That's the meaning of the meeting that is with the Lord. And in that verse before this, he says, Rafi'u darajat. He's the one who lifts the darajat. So he doesn't come down. He never can come down, of course. But he lifts the creation towards him. And Dhul Arsh, he has an arsh which, of course, manages everything. Then how does he lift the darajat? How does he make us ascend by sending that ruh to a messenger to warn us so that we do certain things? Through those certain things, this is, remember this, because I'm going to discuss that later. This is very important, very much related to what we are going to discuss here. Through those certain things, we are lifted up to him. Otherwise, we cannot be lifted. We stay where we are. We are waqa'adat bi aghlali, as we have in Dua Kumail. My chains have just made me on ground, to stick on ground. I cannot come up. I cannot be lifted up, elevated towards you. Now, here Allah describes himself to be Dhul Ma'arij. That means although he's very high, but you have ways to ascend towards him, to go up. And there is a day when everything returns to him, means going up to him, returns to him, everything would go up to him. And the angels would be lifted up, elevated to him in a day which is 50,000 years of your counting. Now, that day is described in different junctions of its stations and stages. So does this mean that it takes for angels to go up 50,000 years? Maybe not. Different things, different parts of creation would move up in different ways and with different intervals. For example, as I mentioned in Surah Sajdah, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 1,000 years مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. He is managing the affairs from heaven to earth, sending angels and those. Then this, he would collect it back. This is not human beings anymore. Everything that he commands in a day which lasts, which is, its duration is 1,000 years of your counting. It means if things want to happen in that day, the way it is happening now, it would take 1,000 years. But it doesn't mean that it would really take 1,000 years. So many things should happen that it may be described as a day of 1,000 years or 50,000 years, as it is mentioned here. Now, this going up to God is very nicely related to stations and stages of the Day of Judgment that we go through. They say it is 50,000 years. It lasts 50,000 years for us to move through the stages of the Day of Judgment. And, sorry, this is gone. I have to bring it back just a second with the salawat. Now, with those stages and stations on the Day of Judgment, we move up to Him. We usually think of Day of Judgment as a very scary day, and it is a scary day. But we think that God, as a very angry creator who has given us everything, now wants to put us on the spot. Why you did that? Why you did this? While this is, of course, these things will happen, and it's not God who does it, it's a system. However, this is looking at one very narrow aspect of what's happening. The wider aspect is that when we want to move up towards God, we have to go through stages, and if we are not prepared for those stages, then it's very difficult. It is very, very difficult. It's very hard. And this is how it's described for mujrimun, the criminals, what the crime is. For mu'minun, it's very easy. I mentioned one hadith last week, from the Prophet, peace be upon him. This is reported by both Sunni and Shia, that when the Prophet, peace be upon him, was describing this day, which is 50,000 years, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, rahmatullah alayhi, he said that, Ya Rasulallah, ma atwala hadha al-yawm. How long is that day that we have to move up 50,000 years, we have to stay there, what to do? You see, 56 years in this world, we are tried a little bit, very limited capacity of trial we have, and now we want to go for something much, much bigger and be tried 50,000 years. Who can endure that? Now, then the Prophet said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ I swear by the one in whose hand is my life. إِنَّهُ لَيُخَفَّفُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ It will become very light on the believer. It will be eased for the believer. حَتَّى يَكُونَ أَهْوَنَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ صَلَاةٍ مَكْتُوبَةٍ يُسَلِّيهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا It will be even shorter than one time prayer, whether it's morning or afternoon. One time prayer he prays in this world. In other hadiths, rak'atayn, so two rak'ah of salat in this one. How long does it take to do this in this dunya? Two rak'ah salat, to do two rak'ah salat in this dunya? That 50,000 years will be like that. What does that mean? It means the believer would move quick, fast. The ascension is just like lightning. When that day of ascension comes, it is day of ascension. Okay, now the day of ascension, the angels would ascend, all the creatures would ascend, human beings would ascend. But the ascent of human being depends on the way they have lived in this world. So some of them would pass like lightnings would go. Just before they blink, they are there beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them go slowly, some go faster, some would remain for 50,000 years there. And for some, it's not possible to ascend at all, and that's hell. It's not possible to ascend because Allah is warning us, you want to come to me, you have to be pure. You want to ascend, you want to come to Dhul Ma'arij, I have put all these ways, opened all these ways, this Ma'arij for you to come, but you have to be pure. If you are impure, you cannot come. Now, let's look at certain traditions which somehow tie this idea with the idea of Sirat and stations on the Day of Judgment. You have heard, we have a hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who said that, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, who said that on the Day of Judgment, There are 50 stations that you have to pass through. Each station would last 1,000 years. And that is the explanation of 50,000 years that you have to be there actually ascending towards God. Now, look at this. Sirat. What is Sirat? Sirat, they said, is a bridge over hell that people would pass over it. And if anyone succeeds to pass through, then they go to paradise. They are saved from hell. Or they say it's a pathway going through hell to paradise. And some commentators have said that actually it is the other side of this world. We have to pass through this world to go to paradise. And that Sirat is Sirat al-Mustaqim, which would appear like that there. Now, Sheikh Saduq rahmatullah alayhi mentions a hadith, which is very famous, that i'tiqaduna, he has a book of i'tiqadat, our creeds, our beliefs. What do we believe about God? What do we believe about prophets? What do we believe about Day of Judgment? Now, i'tiqaduna fil aqabat, our belief about the aqabat. Aqaba is a mountainous pass. When you want to pass through a mountain, when you have to twist and turn up the mountain, that's called aqaba. And in the Quran we have falaqtaham al aqaba. He hasn't passed through that mountainous uphill pass. And then it explains, I don't mean that you are going to climb a mountain. What is that uphill task? فَكُّ رَقَبَةٍ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ is freeing a slave in the day of famine. You feed someone, يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةٍ, a relative who is an orphan, or a poor person who is deprived of everything. What is mentioned there in Surah Balad about the what is Aqaba? Now, here he says that we believe in Aqabat, mountainous pass that we have to pass through. And it is on the way towards paradise. These Aqabat are. There are mountains that you have to actually climb and pass. Name of one of these, each of these mountains is the name of whatever you have to do in this world or you shouldn't do in this world. For example, you have to perform Salat. One of these mountains is called Salat. You have to perform Salatul Rahim. One of these mountains is Salatul Rahim. You have to believe in Wilaya. Now it's Wilayatullah and then Wilayatul A'imma, Wilayatul Prophet, all these things. One of these mountains is that. And when you pass, if you have shortcoming about those things, for example, about Salat, you have shortcoming. You have prayed, but you prayed like me. Just quickly thinking about other things, and you do pray. Okay, good. Partially accepted. Partially, it lifts me towards God. It elevates, partially. But when I die, partial ascension is of no use. Allah wants me to go to Him. Now, there's a lifeline. This Sirat is a lifeline. We are very afraid of Sirat. Oh, we're going to pass and we fall. No, it's a lifeline Allah has put for you. You see, we always look at it from a sort of horrifying thing. It is horrifying, but it's not God who has made it horrible. It's us who make it horrible. It is there for us to improve, to be able to ascend. Now, if we haven't performed Salat in a way, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Salat is the way of ascension of the believer. When we perform Salat, we ascend towards God. Now, it hasn't done that to us in this world. It didn't happen. Would God send us to hell? No. Of course, He doesn't want us to go to hell. He wants to take us up. So He has put something there, a mountain, okay? Let's take it like that now, and then I will explain further what it means. There's a mountain. Allah tells you, if you pass through, if you go up, climb this mountain and come down from the other side, I accept your salat. Okay? And if you don't, you stay here. Well, I may take 500 years to pass this. Someone else may take 100 years. Someone else may take 1 year. Depending on how much we lack, how much we lack. And therefore, we are kept there until the elevating quality of salat is complete in us. Then we go to the second Aqaba, the second mountain, fasting. Okay, we have fasted, but most of us fasted, we just experienced hunger, nothing else. Okay, now, of course, would Allah take us to hell? No, why should He take us to hell? He loves us. Now, He says, okay, wait here so that the effect of fast is completed for you. Wilaya, wilayatullah. Do we really believe in wilayatullah? Do we really do everything based on the command of Allah? And His, of course, vicegerents on the earth, the Prophet, Amirul Mu'minin, and others, previous nations, us. Now, usually, the Shia scholars explain wilaya only as wilaya of a'imma. That's much wider, much wider. What about people who lived before Islam? Shouldn't they pass through this mountain of wilaya? Of course they have to pass it. So their wilaya was different. Our wilaya is different. All is wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who represent that wilaya are different. For our faith, different. For Jews, Christians, others, different people represent that wilaya. Okay, you come here. Did you have wilayatullah? Did you accept, did you submit to wilayatullah? Partially. Many things I didn't like, I didn't want to do. The heart is a reality. So stay here, wait. I will give you certain sort of training so that you pass through this and then you go to the next Aqaba. Anyhow, what he says, Sheikh Saduq Rahmatullah Alayhi, فَلَا يَزَالْ يُطْفَأُ مِنْ أَقَبَةٍ إِلَىٰ أَقَبَةٍ. From one mountainous pass to another mountainous pass. وَيُحْبَسُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ أَقَبَةٍ. He is stopped by every Aqaba. فَيُسْأَلُ عَمَّا قَصَّرَ فِيهِ مِنْ مَعْنَى إِسْمِهَا. He is questioned about his shortcomings, about the real meaning of it. Now, question, what does this mean, question? That, for example, some angels are there, 1,000 years, they ask you, how did you perform salah? Why did you? No. It's, he goes through a process that fills the gaps for him. And if he goes through all of them, فَإِنْ سَلَمَ مِنْ جَمِيعَهَا. If he passes through all of them safely, intaha ila dar al-baqa, he arrives in the eternal life. Fayahya hayatan la mauta fiha abada. Then he will live a life which there is no death, and he will prosper, and all this thing with Siddiqeen wa Shuhada wa Saleen, he will be with them. And if he's stopped by an Aqaba, and if he is asked about something which is difficult for him to actually provide, then he will be stay there until a mercy from God catches him and attracts him, and then he passes through it. And unless he does not accept that mercy, the soul cannot accept that mercy, he falls. This is all on Sirat. So Sirat is all having all these mountains on it. And all هذه الأقابات كلها على السرات. All these أقابات are on the Sirat. اسم أقابة منها الولاية. The name of one of them is ولاية. Now, this is Saduq, of course. He's a Shia scholar. So he says, يُوْغَفُ جَمِيعُ الْخَلَاقِ إِنْدَهَا فَيُسْأَلُونَ عَنْ وِلَايَةَ أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْأَئِمَّ بَعْدَهَا. Now, of course, for Muslims, especially for Shias, this is true. But what about those people who were before us? The Day of Judgment is not only for us. We are, the Muslims are there only 1400 years, the human's life on earth is how much? How long? We don't know. So this is very important, even for us when we think about these things. We have to think in a universal way, not just in a very limited way. So, of course, we will be asked about Wilayat Amir al-Mu'minin, but about Wilayah of anyone who represents Allah on the earth, be it Prophet Muhammad, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, anyone, okay? And then if he passes through, goes to others. So the name of one of these is Walaya. The name of another one is Rahim. Rahim, relatives, which share a womb with you. What does that mean? For example, your father, your grandfather, your cousin, you all actually are traced back into one womb. Womb of a very grandmother, isn't it? That's why it's called Rahim, all right? So, one of these aqabat is Rahim. Allah will ask you about that. And especially the closer relatives are much more severe if we wrong them. Ismu aqabat minha al-amana. The name of one of these mountains is trust. If you are trusted with something, you have to give it back. And we have lots of, many traditions about these trusts that should be given to mu'min and kafir. If someone entrusts you with something, even if he is the killer of your father, you have to give it back to them. Trust cannot be broken. And the name of one aqaba is Salat, and eventually, of course, he doesn't name all these aqabat. Now, he actually explain this in a very physical, material way. There are 50 mountains there on Sirat that you have to pass through them to go. Shaykh Mufid Rahmatullah Alayhi, of course, he's a theologian. He's not just a muhaddith report. He says that it is nonsense to think that you would have a physical journey on that day. There's no physical journey. Sirat is not a physical thing on hell, that you pass over it. These aqabat are not real mountains. He says it's nonsensical to think that Allah has created mountains there and has named each one of them as Salat and Zakat and Fast, and then you have to climb over it, and if you cannot do it, if you don't have the energy or your heart doesn't assist, then you will know. He says it's all spiritual. Yeah, Salat is a spiritual aspect, issue, and then if your Salat has not made you to ascend to God in this world, then you have to wait there. You have to wait until the light of mercy of Allah, of His blessing, completes that for you, and then you move on. And if you cannot receive those lights because you have been an enemy of God, because you have detested God, you know, it's all the work of heart. If your heart detests something, then you cannot do it, no matter how forceful is the evidence. As Allah says on the Day of Judgment, some people are asked to bow before Allah. They cannot do it. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ. We discussed this before in Surah Qalam. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ. فَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ. The day when things become very, very difficult and they are asked to prostrate, to ease everything, فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. They cannot do it. The heart does not accept it. So it's all the heart that we have created here. So this 50,000 years is 50,000. Of course, the description of Sheikh Mufid is very long, and he describes why this is not physical, why it's all spiritual. It's a spiritual journey that we, after we are raised from graves, we go through a spiritual journey up until that final ascension, that we have to go to paradise. And without this mi'raj, because paradise is neighborhood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is close to Him, it's His vicinity. Fi maq'ad sidqin inda malikin muqtadir. You sit beside the Lord, the powerful God. Now, how you sit beside Him? He doesn't come down. You have to go up. That's ascension. Now, this ascension is not possible unless you have moved up the steps of this ma'arij. And these ma'arij are things that Allah has told you to do. Now, you don't do it, Allah doesn't care. I mean, he is needless of you, as majority of the people in this world don't care at all. He doesn't care too. You don't go up, don't go up. But he has made the ways for us to go up, to move up. And as I said, Allah is warning. He's warning even those who believe that beware. It may be very hard, very hard. On that day, it may become very hard for you to ascend to God. Now, do you see anything malevolent in this? Because we are very much afraid of Day of Judgment. And say, why Allah is doing all this? Why he wants to judge us, for example? Do you see anything malevolent? It's all benevolent, isn't it? It's all good. It's all for our good. It's for our ascension. We have to go up. But if we don't want, then we are in difficulty. Now, because they accused the Prophet of lying and said that, bring us that punishment. Now, you see, when Allah says, من الله ذي المعارج تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه, the angels and ruh will ascend to him on a day, means this is not the time for it. Your request that, okay, bring us the punishment now, is a wrong request. This is not going to happen now. And for the prophets, it's very difficult that people tell him such things and he cannot do anything. So he says in verse number 5, Fasbir sabran jamila. Have patience, a beautiful patience. Now, I think we mentioned this before. As-sabrul jamil huwa as-sabrul ladhi la shakwa fi. The beautiful patience is a patience that is not accompanied by any complaint. You know, sometimes we are afflicted by something. We are patient, but we always complain to everyone, to ourselves. Only to God we can say, Ya Allah, look at my situation, for example. But you shouldn't say it to others. Even if you are patient, if you say it to others, it's not sabrun jamil. It's not sabrun jamil. Sabrun jamil is what? You never mention your problem to anyone else. Of course, you may. Of course, the scholars of akhlaq have mentioned lots of different aspects of this sabrun jamil. For example, if last night you had a problem, you couldn't sleep, couldn't you say to someone else, for example, to your friend or to your wife, that last night I couldn't sleep? Yes, you can say that because they thought this is not sabrun jamil. You shouldn't complain. You shouldn't say anything. No, they say no. That's not a problem. But if you complain that you couldn't sleep, you may say that I couldn't sleep, for example. But if you complain, you have a disease, for example, you may say to your friend that I have such a disease. But if you complain that you have such a disease, then it's not sabrun jamil. The most, of course, prominent, outstanding example of this is Ya'qub alayhi salam. He couldn't even separate from Yusuf for one day. إِنَّهُ قَالَ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنَنِي أَن تَرْحَبُوا بِهِ. If you take him, they said, give him one day to us. We take him, he plays with us. He says, even that one day would depress me. If you take Yusuf away from me, even that one day would depress me. Now, you can imagine that 40 years, as they say, that he was separated. He did not complain to anyone. And when he said to his sons, the brothers of Yusuf, فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَا عَلَى يُوسُفْ وَبْيَرَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ. He went blind because of sadness, but he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. But because of something happened, because Benjamin was lost, so he mentioned Yusuf, and his son says, قَالُوا لَا تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفَ حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَرًا أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْحَالِكِينَ. How long you mention Yusuf? Yusuf is dead 40 years ago. You still mention him? قَالَ إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله. I'm not complaining to you. I'm just saying it to God. not complaining to you. You see, this is Sabrun Jamil. Now, for the prophet here, of course, despite all those rash and rough people who were resisting and ridiculing, mocking his mission, now Allah says, Fasbir Sabran Jamila. Have beautiful patience. A patience in which there's no complaint. You have a mission, you have to fulfill it. Sometimes we wish to become prophets, but I tell you, that is not a very envious job. It's very difficult job, a very difficult job if someone is a prophet and especially has a message. So have patience. This is going to happen. And then a justification for that patience. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. They see this, that day in which this mi'raj would happen for everyone, for angels, human. They see it very long away, far away. And but we see it very close. نَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Now this seeing, يَرَوْنَهُ وَنَرَاهُ, may have two different meanings. In terms of time, they see it to be very far, or in terms of possibility, they may see it very far. Both of them, both meanings are possible, but from different perspectives, if we look at it. First of all, for human beings, yes, we are all waiting for the day of judgment. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Ana wasa'a kahatain. Me and the day of judgment are like this. We are actually so close. We are stuck to each other. Immediately after me will come the sa'a. That's why the prophethood is ended. It's finished. It's always already finished. The world is finished already. But it's 1400 years past. It hasn't come. But 1400 years is long for us, compared to billions and billions of years that Allah has created this world for that day, it's nothing. So these see it far. We see it very close. It's coming. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The sa'a has approached. It's setting in. It's setting in. The day of judgment is setting in. It's already there. I don't want to discuss about انشقاق القمر because that takes us into 1 hour other discussions. But the day of judgment has already set in, is coming. But you see it very far away. We see it very. So from two perspectives, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of time, now 10,000 years, 50,000 years, very close, just here. Compared to the billion years of life of this world, it's very close. But for us, it's very far. This is in terms of time. In terms of possibility, now this goes back to kuffar. Kuffar see this impossible. It's not happening. How God will bring life back to dead corpses? How after the corpses are actually disintegrated or have become dust, how would he bring back the life to them? إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. They see it very far in possibility. So this is not time. Now, so we said إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا has two different possibilities. One in scale of time, the other in terms of possibility. They see it not possible. But for us, it's very easy. It's just at hand. It's not difficult for us to do it. And especially Allah actually, in many, many instances in the Quran, he refers us to this creation. He says, look at the complications, at the wisdom used in this creation, and then you can see that God is able to do anything. Really, I tell you, if God was able to create me, he should be able to create anything. If God is able to create an ant, he should be able to create anything. And وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُولَىٰ. You have seen this first creation. This is just the beginning. This is a prelude to the creation, real creation. This, you have seen this prelude to the creation, this first creation. فَلَوْ لَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Why don't you take heed that the other creation is coming. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا in Surah Ankabut, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِعُ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Haven't they seen how God has made the initial creation? The initial creation. This is the initial creation. Then he will restore it, repeat it. يُعِيدُ may have the meaning of repeat. He will repeat this creation, but in a different form. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. This is very easy for God. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَعَ الْخَلْقِ. The following verses, go and round, see round yourself, go on the earth, dig the earth deep, go to the oceans, go to the atmosphere, see round yourself, see how Allah has started the creation. This is the start, this is just a warm-up for creation. We don't have still that day of 50,000 years where everything is being ascended to Him. So, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَعَ الْخَالِقِ. See how he has started the creation, the warm-up. ثُمَّ اللَّهُ يُنْشُؤُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةِ. Then this God who has created this initial creation would initiate the final creation. The final creation is نَشْأَةُ الْآخِرَةِ. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ غريبه. Okay, when is that going to happen? يوم تكون السماء كالمهل. When the sky will be like molten copper, وتكون الجبال كالإحن, and the mountains will be like flakes of dyed wool. And inshallah we'll discuss this next week. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى الطاهرين.
لطيف خبير سميع بصير جلي راقب مجيب غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف
أجب دعائي.